The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. In over the weekend, Saturday, the biggest bridge in Europe, in that region, was attacked. The bridge was assaulted. And as I've been studying what happened there, you know, what was it, 2 weeks ago, the Nord Stream Pipeline 1 and 2, they were damaged, they were ruptured. And that's an act of war, you can say. Eventually, after the dust clears, we find out that the United States Navy is involved. Naturally, the CIA is involved. With this bridge, it's a different story. Because this is actually infrastructure of Russia. And to directly attack Russian infrastructure, that in itself is a act of war. At the Thursday, Friday, the unelected president, the legal president, who is not really president, made comment about Armageddon, that this could be Armageddon, this coming conflict with Russia. The United States is pushing, provoking, hoping that Russia will respond and talk of nuclear war, talk of World War III, America being nuked, Russia nuking Ukraine. NATO nations are very concerned because they have realized there is no remedy for this situation. There is no solution. This is a conundrum. There is no answer. Well, there is. I'll tell you what the answer is in a little bit. According to the Bible, I always come back to the scripture. You know that. With the European nation, the nations of Europe, Western Europe, they are very, very concerned too, because you see, they were roped into joining America, Empire, in this operation in Ukraine. This is an American operation. Zelensky is an operative of the United States of America, of the CIA, of the Pilgrims Society in London and in New York City. Vladimir Lenin was a operative of Pilgrim Society. Was it Vladimir Lenin? Yes. And also, Zelensky is a operative of the CIA. The European nations, NATO nations, are very concerned with what happened with the attack on this bridge. This changes everything. Now Russia has taken out, basically is going to take out all the stops. No, nuclear weapons aren't going to be launched just yet. Maybe in the future, not right now. Now, here's what happens. This is coming out of Sputnik International, the international press. I'm going to read from the article because as I'm reading this, as I'm looking at what's going on with all of this, I can't believe that things have changed right before our eyes, and I don't think Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2, forget it. That is nothing compared to what just happened with this bridge. This was an attack on Russia by the United States of America. And I'm going to go to this. This is out of India News, okay? International Sputnik. Now, there's a 13-kilometer bridge linking Crimea to the Krasnodar region via the Sea of Azov, struck by a massive explosion on Saturday, halting all road and rail traffic. This is a big, long, this thing is beautiful. I've seen photos from above. It is gorgeous. I don't know much about machinery, but I sure like to look at this bridge. I think it's the biggest one in Europe or in Asia or Central Asia. An advisor to Ukraine's president immediately boasted. An advisor to Ukraine's president immediately boasted that the attack was just the beginning, with Moscow calling the comments proof of Ukrainian authorities' terrorist nature. The extraordinary attack on the Crimean Bridge takes the security crisis over Ukraine to a dangerous new level, with both sides likely to expand attacks against civilian infrastructure. Russia, to this point, has gone after the troop buildups, after military pockets, and has left, for the most part, rails blown. But things have just changed. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality. 970-825-9305.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, he was.
Okay. So with the Nord Stream pipeline 1 and 2, this was an attack really on Germany. The German people are already protesting. They're tired of the United States, and the German people are, you know, these people are sharp. They know the people of Europe and Central Europe and the NATO nations. They are aware that this is a United States, this is an empire operation. And if they don't go along, if these nations don't go along with empire, well, there will be consequences. And financially, there are going to be consequences. You know, Damocles' sword is to the throat of these nations. And Germany, who really depends on that gas and oil coming from Russia, their industry is really affected. Now, going back to the bridge, I don't, like I said, you know, I like machinery. I don't know much about it. I know a little bit, but I sure like to look at it. I like to watch YouTube and look at all these new, magnificent, this machinery all over the world that they use to dig holes or push things or, you know, great. You know, Russia has built the biggest ship cruise line, the biggest cruise ship ever in the history of, you know, the last million years. This thing is big. It's not going to be finished. It's going to sit unfinished. It appears like this thing is never going to get set sail on the seven seas. This thing is massive, and it's come to a halt. And if they bring it to a complete halt, it will never be completed. It will never again sail the seven seas. Machinery. Well, this bridge, going on with the article. The attack on this bridge takes the security crisis over Ukraine to a dangerous new level, with both sides likely to expand attacks against civilian infrastructure. Political observers, journalists, and academics told Sputnik International. Ukraine's attack against the Crimean Bridge took place after getting a green light from the United States and using American weapons. The United States side intends to further ramp up the degree of escalation of the conflict and military hostilities, according to Iranian journalist and Russian expert Ruhollah Motaber. Motaber points out that the attack on the bridge came less than 2 days after President Zelensky called on the West to carry out a preemptive possible nuclear attack on Russia. This man is satanically possessed. When people have a type of spirit where murder, well, let's talk about possessed individuals. It's documented. I read the documentation on Adolf Hitler, and the individual that was with Adolf Hitler the night that Adolf Hitler, the demons, took residence. They set up shop. I have the documentation. The night that Adolf Hitler was demon possessed, that was just the beginning of the demon possession of that individual. Zelensky, the same. The Catholic Church in the Far East and then throughout the world, the vaccinations that some of these people have been getting are getting demons. Demons are coming in with the vaccinations. Not all of them, but some of them. And there is more exorcisms being taken. You know, the Catholic Church right now, they don't report a whole lot, but there are the cases of exorcism are up. I think the Catholic Church needs to hire more exorcists. Well, Zelensky, when an individual has a spirit of murder on their life, We have to look at consider the spiritual aspect to what happens with these people. Remember, Luciferians, they have no conscience. They have no empathy. They have no feeling for their fellow man. They don't even have feeling really for their own children. They don't care that their own children are psychologically, messed up. They don't care. That's the easiest way to put it, messed up. They have, Joe Biden's daughter and his son. These children have been part of programs since the time they were little. Boris Johnson, all these people that I've talked about in the past. This is the research that I found. I'm not saying this. This is out there. You can research it. Going back to this, this changes everything right here. This bridge. The attack on the bridge, again, comes 2 days after Zelensky called on the West to carry out a preemptive possible nuclear attack against Russia, and shortly after Kiev's recognition of Russia's Kuril Islands as occupied Japanese territories. That's another program right there. Continue with the article. All this shows that the scenario developed developed for Zelensky by the White House has entered a new dangerous phase. The Russian government will undoubtedly respond as it sees fit. There's no doubt that Ukraine today, in accordance with the United States plans, is serving as the springboard for expanding the area of large-scale strikes against Russia. And it's impossible to even predict where Ukrainian strikes may take place next. Political analyst Nick Griffin, he agrees that there's no question of the United States' involvement in the attack on the bridge. So this tells me that the globalists, the New World Order Luciferians, they sense they are running out of time. They're missing a window of opportunity. The people in the nations, in the European nations, NATO nations throughout the world are waking up and they're tired. And within these countries, there is a revolt against the governments that are being forced to go along with, in some cases, the United States objectives internationally. They're just having a hard time accepting what their leaders of their nations are agreeing with. The people of the world, they're aware of empire. They're aware of what empire has done to their nations. And the globalists, the Luciferians, they realize they're running out of time. This is why they're provoking, pushing, hoping that eventually, psychologically, Vladimir Putin is just going to say, I've had enough, and respond. Well, he's had enough, but everything that he does is calculated. This man is a military analyst. He knows what he's doing. He'll respond as he needs to. He's not going to do anything to provoke America into any type of nuclear altercation. No way. But he could do something with mini nukes there in Ukraine. Zelensky, America has got to have him. America, that is America's tool. That is the tool in hand, Zelensky. Now, there are these distinctions that this Nick Griffin says that are important to be made. He said that hitting the bridge was an act of war against Russia, while the target of the pipeline sabotage was probably an attack on Germany, primarily. Second, the ISIS-style suicide bomb on the bridge was a very different sort of violence. to the highly sophisticated state-level naval operation in the Baltic. Highly sophisticated state-level naval operation in the Baltic. Of course, the bridge attack would not have been conducted without CIA approval. See, this will never make American media. This will never... American media has covered up the involvement of the CIA. Christ said, remember, that the Luciferians, they have cosmic laws that they have to abide by. There are cosmic laws. Laws that they must abide by. One of the laws is that they have to allow the truth to come out. It's a cosmic law. If they don't allow the truth to come out, then God forbids them from receiving technology, information, science from the invisible world. They have to tell the truth. And we're finding out the truth going back a decade and a half, about the programs which brought us the virus, and the programs which are changing the DNA of individuals, and individuals that were Homo sapien are now becoming Homo Borg Genesis. They're not even considered to be Homo sapien anymore. They are a species, a different species, a new species. Cosmic laws. They have to allow the truth to come out. Christ said that what is done in secret, what has been hidden, what has not been revealed, must be revealed, must be done, must be brought out into the open, shouted from the rooftop. It has to be made known. They have to give people the truth. Satan, even as much as he hates it, Lucifer hates for people to know that he even exists. But cosmic laws command that even he, as a tree, must show his fruit. Must show, every tree must produce fruit. And that fruit must be made known so that everybody can see what fruit that tree is. A good tree or a bad tree? Good, a righteous or an unrighteous tree? Unrighteous fruit. Going on with the article. It was an ISIS-style suicide bomb. The bridge attack would not have been conducted without CIA approval. They are part of the same war, and it's hard to see any direct connection. Both actions were aimed at public opinion, Griffin argues, with the Crimean Bridge bomb meant to anger Russians and push Moscow into retaliation that can be used as fresh propaganda for increased intervention by the West, while the sabotage of Nord Stream was meant to deprive Germans of the ability to pressure their government into turning the gas taps back on in time to save the nation's industrial base from disintegration. Griffin believes that the attack against the Crimean Bridge will make it easier for Moscow now to target Ukrainian infrastructure. This is where it changes. Now Russia will begin to target infrastructure. Okay, we'll continue. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play Fun Word, the party you never had. at playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'm the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the rise of the New World Order, secret societies, New World religion, weather warfare, and international wars. Right here on KHNC AM 1360.
Every week, weekdays, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. On Sunday, I have the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church, 9 to noon. Join me during the week and on the weekend also. For the other hosts during the week, on the weekend, that are on podcast, you can find them also, 1360khnc.com. Podcast section. So now we have out of a gentleman by the name of Ma Johan. He's a lead expert at the Sino-Russian Comprehensive Strategic Cooperation Research Center in Heilongjiang University in Harbin, China. He concurs that the attack on the bridge is going to likely escalate the crisis. He says that the past 6 months, the emphasis has been on the observable combat operations. In the future, the situation is going to be more likely of war, with an emphasis on aspects such as logistics, infrastructure, so on. So he agrees that the Western assistance to Kiev continues to increase. Its image as an indirect participant in the war becomes more distinct. This is a United States operation. 100%. In this country, there is a media blackout by all of the CIA-funded mainstream media outlets. You can go to your search engine that you like, except for Google. You may like Google, but you won't find anything there. And you Google in, or you type in your search engine, CIA/Google/DARPA. Who brought Google into existence? DARPA? Who brought and helped bring some of the vaccinations and that campaign of war against the people of the world into existence through the pharmaceutical companies? DARPA? And the United States military, working hand in hand, glove on hand. Who funds mainstream media? CIA operations, black budget. You go in to your search engine and you start Googling. Don't believe me. You don't have to believe me. You can go in and you can find it. It is really, it's wonderful how with this technology that is used for evil, this all of this social media that can be used for evil can also be used for good. You know, a rock, let's say a 1-inch rock, you can use it to break a car window, do whatever, or you can put it in concrete, cement, and build a bridge. Depends on how you want to use things. The computers, many people use the internet. They go into the dark web. And do you think they want to put anything in their brain other than filth? No. This is the world that we live in that God said that would happen at the end of the world. Man would not want to be educated. Man would want to have his flesh and his soul, his corrupt soul, filled with filth. Murder of young children, snuff, porno. This is what would happen at the end of the world. Mankind would not want to know the truth. They would want to believe a lie and do whatever their lust, like the Satanist Bible says, do whatever thy wish, whatever you will. Do all your pleasure, everything evil, whatever you want to do, do it. You want to murder people? Do it. We're at the end of the world. We're in the last decade. I'm proving it. I'm looking for proof that we're in the last decade, not because I want you to know that, but I'm looking because I realize through what my research, throughout my study in the Bible, I realize that you take both. You take what the Bible says and you put the what is happening in the societies of the world like transparency on top of it, and they match. I use this example. Millions and millions of people in this world, internationally, in all the nations, believe that Antichrist is alive somewhere in the world right now. They know that within a short period of time, there is going to be the War of Armageddon. And they're looking at what the Bible says, and they may not believe the Bible. They may not even believe that the Bible is the Word of God. But they're thinking, well, like Nostradamus, we'll take Nostradamus' prophecies and we'll see if they've come to pass, and we'll take the prophecies in the Bible and in the book of Revelation, and we'll see, well, maybe there's something to what's in the Bible in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 13 says that there's going to be an Antichrist and there's going to be a false prophet, and they're going to have some kind of a system where you have to take the mark of the beast, the number of his name, and worship him. And, well, you know, now you have this guy, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, since 1971, came into existence, and every year it gets more members, more non-governmental organizations involved, more countries of the world involved. Russia was involved until they invaded Ukraine. They had to, didn't have a choice. And Klaus Schwab unfriended Vladimir Putin. He untexted him. He unemailed him. He unfriended him. And many nations, the United States, have done the same thing. Unfriended Russia. There's never going to be diplomatic relationship with Russia ever again. It's over. The Bible's in the prophecy, or prophecies in the Bible, state there would come a time when a great empire, Russia, would end dialogue with another great empire, the United States of America. It has happened. They have unfriended each other. So we'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality. From start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor of arts help you get by?
Are you optimistic? Well, I hope you are. Because the truth of all things is finally coming out. And with this bridge, trying to destroy a bridge, an act of war, This tells me that Empire, they cannot. They are about to chew their arm off. They can't wait anymore. It's not Joe Biden. Back in the recesses, back in the corner of the room, in the dark, back away from everybody, the real individual that is ruling and running everything, and all of the swarm of people internationally that are working with this individual to some degree, the swarm of individuals, they are NGOs, governments, intelligence agencies, corporations, foundations, they're all working together. And they're trying to find the individual that they're going to want to come into. I don't know if they know him as the coming Antichrist or the coming beast in Revelation chapter 13. They may have, you know, even the occult world is not really clear on who that individual is. Some within the occult, yeah, not all. And the men in the secret societies, especially Pilgrim Society, they're trying to see who is it that we can put in place. We know that, yes, our man that we put in illegally, Joe Biden, is not the real president. He's the imposter. And we have an individual that we know that is giving him direction daily from the basement with his stuff. But, well, we'll use that individual and we'll use him like we're using Joe Biden. Well, one of these days, when that individual comes to power, when he returns to power again, they are going to fall down. Their cigars are going to drop out of their mouths. The glasses, the brandy that's in their hand, they're going to drop it on the floor. They are going to soil themselves when they see the person they least expected is going to resume power. I'm telling you what is coming. You don't have to believe me. I'm putting myself out on the ice. When I was, you know, in high school, it was a senior year, 66, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Four or five buddies and I, we all went to Carter Lake, and it was probably, oh, maybe the 26th. It was after Christmas, before New Year. It was a Saturday. We decided to stop at the dam, Carter Lake, walk across the lake, and then walk back. We carried a six-pack of beer, you know, a few beers with us. And as we're walking, we hear this, and we're trying to figure out, what is this? That's how it sounded. And we get to the other shore, and it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun's going down. We head back. And we're trying to figure this out. Well, you know, you have to go to the bathroom eventually. So I'm going to the bathroom, and all of a sudden, right between my legs, a crack in the ice. Whoa! And I told everybody, I said, you guys, spread out, that the ice is cracking. Boy, we kind of separated ourselves, and we got off that ice. We got back to the dam. We didn't do that again. Well, I'm out on the ice. I'm telling you something that is too unbelievable, too hard for you to imagine. Well, these people in Pilgrim Society, New York and Europe, and people in the NGOs and corporations and foundations, the Bible says that when Antichrist comes to power, it's going to freak them out. Because all of a sudden, he was in power and now he's out of power and he resumes power. It says Satan will give him his power. I'm telling you something that's coming. We're at the end of the world. We're in the last decade. This article here got me to think. They try to destroy a bridge. This was a big thing. The oil and gas lines were big. This is bigger. They're almost to the edge of war. They are pushing. They want war. They need to remove Russia. Russia is interfering with the plans of the Luciferians. Well, this individual is going to come back to power. I don't know. It seemed like the day, every day is one day closer. And we can't stop it. And one of the enemies of this Luciferian group that wants to rule the world, the big enemy, is Vladimir Putin and his country. And this is why they're trying to provoke Russia. They need him out. They're running out of time. They have a window of time that they have to be, they have to do things, and they're running out of time. It's okay. God is interfering with their plans using Vladimir Putin, using Russia, using China, using other nations. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, we're definitely out on the ice.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So, you don't want to walk across Carter Lake in the wintertime. Forget it. Forget about it. Don't do it. It's not safe. So the people in Pilgrim Society, this is their operation. This Ukraine invasion, this is a Pilgrim Society objective operation. They are involved. They cannot not be involved, if that's the way I should phrase it. They have to be involved. It is their operation. The Bolshevik Revolution was a Pilgrim Society operation. Vladimir Lenin. Is it Vladimir Lenin? That's throwing me off, I think. Well, Lenin, he was trained by the British Pilgrim Society. Adolf Hitler was part of a Pilgrim Society plan. America entering World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War. What happened with the Berlin Wall coming down, with the attack on Russia in not only 1917 with the Bolsheviks, but with Russia's invasion in 1941 or 42 when they went to invade, when they went to take over Moscow. Pilgrim's objective. Adolf Hitler was told what to do. It was suicide. They don't care. Then trying to destroy Russia by devaluing their ruble at the end of the Reagan administration. Another plan. But eventually, Russia's godless because of communism. Communism is always, there's always a hatred of God from communism, socialism, fascism, and other isms. The hatred of God. But Russia begins to have a revolution spiritually in the late, early 70s. And by the end of the century, they are once again healthy spiritually. And guess what? In comes Vladimir Putin. And there is the Russian Orthodox Patriarch of Moscow. He says on Friday, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, said Friday that Vladimir Putin's reign over Russia has been mandated by God, congratulating the Kremlin chief on his 70th birthday. This man is accurate. This patriarch, Kirill, is absolutely correct. Vladimir Putin was put in by the Holy Spirit, by God, the God of heaven, because he had to make Russia great, because Russia has destiny. It's not to be destroyed by the United States in Ukraine. Russia has destiny in present-day Jordan, on the fields of present-day Jordan, the nation of Jordan. Russia with Iran, other nations, are going to come to the battlefield east of the Jordan River to be punished by God. God put him in power, and God will take him out of power, or the Russian people, at the right time. I might stay on this flow tomorrow. Come back, 1360KHNC.com, for the podcast, AM Radio, tomorrow at 2. Rick Rodriguez. Enjoy your supper. Get a good night's rest. Come fresh tomorrow.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Bob Cambron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.